So we'll start by reciting the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra three times.
Ooh.
And the medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, and the mantra three times. And then we'll do the four immeasurables. Teyata om mone mone manaye soha. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, offering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha lapis light. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugata soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande Raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande Raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande Raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Now we'll say the recite the four immeasurables in English. Do that three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings be equanimity, free from attachment for or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now we'll chant the four immeasurables chanting version in Tibetan, while meditating on what we just read. San chantam chedewa dam de. Sorry. you.
Their lives have been devastated by this recent virus things. So many lives, every part of the world, very much devastated by this uncertainties, physically, emotionally. Please remember all of them, many of them, all the pastors. A lot of them are sick. A lot of them are always going to get sick, so they're not like that. All kinds of problems, losing job, not able to find a job, so they're not get stuck in the house. Then like now, like a little bit open up now, not able to move around because now all the muscles have been now. It's all kinds of problems, not able to move. So like physical, emotional, please remember all of them while we recite the Mani Mantra.
Not veiled by any fault, white in color, with head of perfect Buddha crowned in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, and raising all sane ones, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Verse of praise and mantra seven times. Tare liberates from the existence. Tutare liberates from the eighth fear. Tare liberates from all sickness. And prostrate creator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Ture Soha. Om Tare Ture Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re 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 Soha.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much, Samula. Very good. Oh, yeah. How's the weather? Very hot?
Yes.
Sorry. Today I don't have snow to show. There's no snow. Only on the mountains. So the mountain is completely covered with the cloud. You cannot see now. So otherwise, I will show you some snow. So now mountain is completely covered with snow. anyway, here almost every day below zero, just visualize that you have. I'm sorry to hear that you have a lot of like heat. weather is very hot. So just visualize that you are in Patagonia, surrounded by snow mountain. But you know, here now the problem is the suffering of cold. No matter where you go, there's always something. Anything to discuss? So we begin with there's no two different, probably most of you already aware, there's two different types of nine round breathing meditations. So you are familiar. One that you use your finger. One day you use your finger. So lungro gutru means like lungro means like energy. Energy that's been make sense. Energy. Energy that's been wasted. Like say, each time when you come upright with something, each time when you upright with something. Oh, I have to have this. Oh, I cannot change. You know, this is my idea. I have to be like this. You know, or this is what I want. I want this. You know, I don't want that. I just want these particular things. When you become upright with something, idea, some what you need, so then that very thought is not flexible. It's not flexible because it's upright. So that energy that comes with every thought. That comes with, and every thought is like right. Energy is like horse. Okay, energy is like horse. Thought is like rider. Thought rides on energy. The energy is like horse. That's how thought moves. I mean, that's how the, when you see, look at the waterfall, you feel kind of good. Maybe you, some energy goes out, I think. Energy. If energy is like horse. No, so I see thought, just thought. The person, just example. Thought is like person with eye, no legs. Just thought. Yeah, so no one is there. Show me there. It's like person with eye, no leg, cannot go. That's thought. That's energy. That's energy. I think all the mix up. Okay, first energy. Energy is like person, no eyes, but it have legs to move around. That's energy. Okay, that's energy. Now the thought is opposite. Thought is like a person with eyes, no leg. Person with eyes, no leg. So combinations. Thought and energy together, so then can move and can see. Make sense? What is this? I don't understand. Make sense? Thought is like a person with eye, no leg. Energy is a person with leg, no eyes. Make sense? Oh, yeah. For the second knowledge, it's important. Like, so that's how the combination of thought and energy, then you can go, you can travel, you can see like that. The minute you think, then you go like that. So anyway, when the thought get very tight with something, so that get imbalance. When you say well balanced, means like, could go either way. Could go either way easily. Go here, go there, is easily. It's not like tight. So what happens when thought gets very tight, so that very energy that thought lies on gets tight. Imbalance. Then that comes when you say imbalance, that means that energy been now wasted. So that's how exactly explained in the text, some text. Don't remember the title, but some text, I don't think it's translated in English, so you can't really see it. It's only presented, I think. So you cannot tell whether I'm wrong or right. I think that text not translated in English. they are saying, like, if you've never been to Lhasa, I can tell you anything about Lhasa because you've never been there. This text I did not translate into English. Anyway, so sorry for the interruption. I think this is how they explain the text. So then the energies, where the energy goes, it goes through the channels. A lot of channels, 72,000 channels. Emerge through three main channels, five chakras, must kind of merge from there. So then it causes like physical discomfort. So then that contributes to mental discomfort. So this is for the sake of knowledge, the nine round breathing meditation we do with finger, so that's to get rid of those wasted energy, to physically feel good. If you feel good, more likely there'll be some positive thought pops up. If you physically feel horrible, it's hard to positive thought to pop up. It's hard to positive thought to pop up. You have to work pretty hard. So that nine round breathing meditations. So first you use left finger. Block the left nostril. Begin with inhale. Long, short. Then, of course, we need to clean the nose before we do any breathing meditation. Otherwise, precious jewel will come out. So we begin this. We do this three times. Okay, three times. Each hand three times. Okay, three times. We all do together. This is to get rid of the wasted energy that's stuck in the physical body. Get rid of that. Okay. Long, slow. So then, of course, it's very important for the sake of productive. So whenever you do breathing meditations, it's associated with the breathing. So then all the channel needs to be straight. So therefore, you sit straight. You don't sit like Italian cooked pasta. Italian pasta is already cooked. All kind of, like tomato sauce. Not like that. Uncooked Italian pasta like this. Uncooked Italian pasta. Straight, so that benefit, right? Yeah, we all do together, right? First inhale, we do this three times, okay? With level. destiny, maybe all the way in, all the way out, you know, then three. So now right hand, then same here, three times, you know, all the way in and all the way out. That's six. That's called nine round breathing meditation. That's each round three breathings. First round, second round, now third round from the both nostrils, in and out. Right? Yeah, that's called nine round breathing meditations, you know, to get rid of the, or you could say stress, you know. I think, stress in the physical body that contributes mental stress, the stress in the physical body. These meditations, how to get rid of stress in the physical body caused by energy that's been wasted. Because you are not being flexible, you are just uptight with certain things, or object, or idea, not flexible, not willing to join or share. It's just my way, highway, like that kind of attitude. So that's, you know, uptight. So yeah, that's why people do yoga, physical, because why? They feel like their physical is very tight. So they have to stretch to achieve physical flexibilities that provide you physical wellness in the physical body. Similar, if your mind is get tight, so then, you know, so if your mind is get tight, so then the same thing happens. Yoga means practice, that's all. It doesn't mean physical movement. Yoga means practice. Can be physical practice, can be mental practice, can be either way. You just practice. Yoga doesn't mean physical movement, okay? So now, then, I think another nine round breathing meditations, there's more for the thought. Once so we cannot meditate if we are upset. If we are upset, or our mind is kind of like unsettled. You can do productive meditations if your mind is unsettled. If your mind is too high, like the Eiffel Tower, then you cannot meditate. It's too high. If your mind is too down, can meditate. It needs to be in the middle. So, yeah, of course, each one of us, we know, before we try to meditate, we know our mental state. If our mental state is kind of like unsettled, or like feel like it's very murky. So then you do this nine round breathing meditations to say, just let's say the mind is like water, now become very murky. For all kinds of things, you know, don't we think all kinds of things every single day? Yeah. So, no wonder why our mind becomes murky. No wonder. You know, we think all kinds of things every single day. Out of that all kinds of things, how many of them are related to love and compassion, bodhicitta? So now we wonder why mind become murky, why all the dust come up, can't tell which part is dust, which part is nature, what can't tell, because that's how it is. That's not how it began. That's not how the nature of mind began. Nature of mind begins with like clear lake. It's clear. It begins with clear. Then it becomes murky. It doesn't begin with a murky. It becomes murky. Murky? How you say murky? Yeah. It becomes murky. It doesn't begin with a murky. It's become murky. How? Yeah. How many thoughts rise? How many thoughts rise? No. Out of that, how many of them are related to? How many of them are just love, pure love and compassion, bodhicitta? And how many of them are related to anger, attachment, jealousy, pride? Now you wonder. Now we wonder why this thought become murky. Okay, so that this nine round breathing meditations, if you feel like your mind is very murky, you need to separate. If you continuously shake, you are never going to be able to separate the dust and the water. Why? Because you are shaking the containers. You are not letting it sit still. You are not letting that container sit still. If you let the container sit still, water and the dust will separate. Helen. I used to do the nine-hour. So that's one that you are trying to do now. That one is to remove the physical stress caused by this wasted energy, okay? So now one that we are about to do is to settle our mind. Just think about, oh, now you are putting the container, water container on the table. You decide not going to shake. You decide to see the clear separation between dust and the water. You decide to see the separation between water and dust. So you decide not to continue to shake. Put it there. So that's what the nine of breathing meditation is. Just think about, just imagine like that. Why? Because the container, there's all the dust in the container. What that means? That means like, not free, not completely free from disturbing thought, you know. So there's nothing wrong to admit if you are not completely free from disturbing thought. Why is so shameful to say that you are not free? There's nothing wrong to admit that, yeah, you are not free from delusions. You have delusions. So there's the dust. The water part, there's the mind. So, that water doesn't have to be murky all the time. That water can be, even though the water is not free from the dust, it can be above the dust. Mind can be above anger, jealousy, attachments. Even though it's not completely free, you can see clear separations from that. You know, that requires some kind of mindfulness throughout the day. So, make sense? When we are about to this nine round breathing meditation, just think that you decided now, I'm not going to continuously shake this container with the water and dust, it becomes so murky. So I decide not to shake that. I decide to put that on the table and just let it be. Let it be still. Just let it be still there. Sit there, still. Just let it, how is it? You decide to let it sit there. Slow, not right away. Slowly, water and dust get separated. All the dust goes below. So that's what this nine of breathing meditation is, according to Mahamudra, Giluk Mahamudra text composed by fourth Panchen Lama. Sanjay Deve Tebula, we need to do that. Sanjay Deve Tebula is on the meditation cushions. Sanjay Deve Tebula on the meditation cushions. We need to do that. Seven sitting positions. Uncook Italian pasta. So that's the most important one. Straight. That's the straight as you can get. Uncooked Italian pasta. So they use example in Lamrim called stack of the coin. Stack of coin. And the Italian pasta is much better. Uncooked. So now you breathe from your both nostrils. Don't need to use your hands. Both nostrils in and out 9 times. Now, some of you may, a nice dog here. Indian. Oh, huge. What's the name?
His name is Gunner.
Very beautiful. It has 4 eyes. It's called 4 eyes. In Tibetan, we say 4 eyes. The dog has 4 eyes. 2 are here. So Tibetan believe this kind of dog can see the spirit at night because there are 4 eyes. 2 are here, there's 4 eyes. That's what we call 4 eyes.
I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting name. So some of you may not need to know this 9 round breathing meditation. If your mind is already, if the water is already separated from the dust, if the water is already above the dust, no need to do this 9 round breathing meditations. Okay? If mind is like all murky, so then do this 9 round breathing meditation till you see some separations. Knower, awareness, knower, thought, whatever you call, rigpa, knower, awareness, thought, tongue, clear, nik, messy, che means separate, rigpa, tangi, legwar, chest. It separates. Separates murky and it's clear, it's kind of like distinguished. Then after that, you know, so then something, some kind of positive thought. whether there's compassion, loving kindness, positive thoughts. So then if you want to say refuge, bodhicitta prayer, for immeasurable, whatever prayer you say, become more productive. More productive. Okay? More productive. Or you can just say refuge, bodhicitta prayer, you know. So you don't have to say many multiple prayers. You can just stick with one. Or you can just say, Om Mani Padme Hum, you know. Out of positive mindset. Okay? Is it clear now? Oh, yeah, this is it. So, so now it turns out it's quite important to learn how to be still. How to be still. Not to continuously shook. How to be still. How to be still. It requires mindfulness. Something that you already have. It's not like something you never had before. No. Something already you have. You need to improve. So now, today what I thought, yesterday what you did for the will training day. Namaste.
We recited the Vajra Cutter Sutra and the Heart Sutra and praises to
Buddha. Oh, very good. So when Shakyamuni Buddha was enlightened, so I think after the enlightenment, 49 days, decided not to teach what he discovered. Mainly through 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi tree. Maybe he's afraid or maybe he's concerned that no one's going to understand what he discovered. This is the situation, queerness. He said he found something like nectar. He found. After sitting 6 years solid under the Bodhi tree, he said he found something like nectar. This is the situation, queerness. He's afraid if he tells, nobody can understand. Nobody will understand if he tells, if he starts to share. That's why he's kind of hidden. He just kind of hides that, whatever he discovers. Right? So then after, you know, after 49 days, then like the Indra and Vajrapani, there's something like then like requested through the wheel of Dharma. So there's the first wheel was turned in Saranath, Varanasi. Now some of you already been there, Varanasi. So there's the place where after 49 days, the Buddha taught Four Noble Truths. First wheel, so main subject of the first wheel is Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. Buddha taught. So then after 49 days. I've been reading the sutras. This time with more mindfulness. Of course, probably found the monastery read several times with the worry that when you are going to finish the text, not with the mindfulness, not with the with the interest to learn something. No. When you are going to finish? It's like worrying about how when you are going to finish. When my line of monks in my line, when we are going to finish that volume, that volumes that every line has responsible to finish one books. Some reads once a while, then you see the stories, then you get some kind of excited, then you read, you become more interested in the stories. So this time, read with the mindfulness and full of interest to learn something. That's the first time I've read the sutra, the first during the Wheel of Dharma, read with interest to learn something. You know? So, of course, you know, in this age, it's impossible to memorize. The sutra has many pages. So, in the Buddha's lifetime, there are people who remember the sutra by heart. Now, I don't think anybody remembers the sutra by heart. So, anyway, so there's another point. That point. See, I just want to, for the auspicious reason, I just want to read from the sutra directly from the sutra, the first tuning wheel of Dharma the Buddha taught. I just want to read a few sentences from there, okay? Just for you to have some imprint in your mind of the sutra. So it's called Jagar Kedo, means like Jagar Kedo, Jagar is India, Kedo means an Indian language, that refers to Sanskrit. But most of the Mayana teaching was taught in Sanskrit language. Jagar Kedo means like, at that time there's like four renowned language in India. Sanskrit is one of them called divine language. Commonly spoken language within that time in India, like that human language. Sursha means like, it sounds like Tibetan, but it's not really Tibetan, but there's some sound similar to Tibetan. That means the language was now broken, like say, Tibet. Now somebody said Tibet. Then somebody said, then sound change. They like the Sursha, then it's supposed to be Tibet. Now it sounds something different. Supposed to be like, so is there anything like that? So like, yeah, there are some, you understand what I'm saying, what I mean? Sound, over time, the sound change. So the Sushakya, so then there's some language like that been spoken at that time. Sushakya, Yumirashikya, Sushakya, Shazakya, so then like, I'm not sure, Shazakya, language of the spirit, No. Then Samhitakya, so the Sanskrit language, there's four renowned language during their time. Sanskrit then is considered as like Javanagata. There's like four renowned language and the six cities that's been mentioned in the sutra. Six cities. There's only six of them. Six cities, four renowned language. So Sanskrit is one of them. It's called divine language. Javanagata Dharma Chakra Sutra. Dharma is Dharma. Dharma is Dharma. Chakra is like will. Sutra is teaching taught by Buddha Sutra. Perke the Shishikulan Doche. Tamje Chapala Chakra Laws. Homage to all the omniscience. Omniscient mind. Digedagi Tuba Tijana, that's one I heard. Digedagi Tuba Tijana. Digedagi Tuba Tijana. Chumde de Oranasi, Tanzon, Thus, one Chaitanya Buddha was sitting in Sarana. Then, Shri Diji, Dene Gangwana Lakasa, at that time, just like five disciples, there's five bhikshus there. There are some of the names, it doesn't matter if I say it's not going to make any difference. So the name's been mentioned. Koshi could deny maybe they are like a long time, like karmically related to Buddha. So anyway, those are the first human disciples when Buddha taught Four Noble Truth, okay? For the sake of reference, no? Now you can, when you go to visit Saranath, you can see those figures, that those five disciples, and all the statues been made like that in Varanasi. When I visited there before, there are no statues there. So now they made it statues. Now you get some visual idea. Before, there's no visual idea. So now you get some visual idea. Gelota, so then he's saying all the bhikshus, never heard Dharma before, so it refers to Dini, Dunga Pabit Demos. This is noble truth of sufferings. Dunga Pabit Demos, Sushi Hila Chena Mikchesos. This is the noble truth of suffering. If you think you will, it literally means I, but doesn't mean that it means wisdom. In the Dunga Pabit Dambavos, if you think about death, so then you will generate wisdom. So just want to share that with you. So then, of course, I think that's all the proper translation. So now, what that means, now think about, this is very practical teachings. Even it's very relevant to 21st century that we are living in, materially that development, when it's been reached highest level, material development wise, we reach high level of material development in 21st century. But this teaching of Four Noble Truths is, till now, is very much relevant, very much taught based on practical level, reality. So then, the Maitreya Buddha text, Uttara Tantra, Maitreya Buddha taught five texts in Uttara Tantra, what Maitreya Buddha commentary on the Four Noble Truths, namely Shijas, Neji Juni Tenchala, Neji Shijas, Neji Juni Tenchala, Neji Shijas, Neji Juni, Neji Shijas, Neji Juni, Neji Shijas. What Maitreya Buddha said is like physical health. If you are feeling physically some discomfort, it's important to find out. It's important to find out what's happening. Yeah, we all do, right? If you don't feel something good, we want to know why, what's happening. Or maybe headache. I have headache. You wonder why, or maybe I drink coffee, or maybe I didn't sleep well, or maybe my head get cold as I forgot to cover up my head. Yeah, there could be thousands of reasons why you have headaches. And you, of course, wonder, you have every right to wonder. You have every right to wonder. You have every right to find out why you have headache. You have every right. We have every right to analyze. You can just say, it's like caused by your neighbor. Oh, okay. your headache. Someone said, oh, your headache is caused by your neighbor. We just believe that, no, we are human. We have this marvelous brain. We analyze. We don't just accept. Somebody says it's caused by your neighbor. How? We want to know how it's caused by neighbor. You know? So we have every right to analyze and think. That's what we do. When there's like some discomfort happening in the physical. That's why Maitreya Buddha said, now you discover, oh, it's not my neighbor. It's like, turns out, it's like caffeine. Or maybe watching too much iPad. maybe watching too much in the phone. So that's what we do. We try to figure out why this happened. Maitreya Buddha said in Uttara Tantra, once you find out, oh, it's caused by cheesecake. Let's say it's caused by cheesecake. So that's kind of hard to sacrifice, to be honest. Now, once you find out, oh, that's, my head is caused by cheesecake. Now what do you do? Because you have sweet teeth. Cheesecake is one of your favorite one. So now, what do you do? Excuse me. So now what do you do? Chocolate chip cookie from the home, chocolate chip cookie from the whole food. What do you do now? What do you do? Or accept headache next day, or give up cookie. So what do you do? Think about what do you do? Either way, it's hard. What do you think? Is it like that? Something that you very much like to do or eat, now turns out that's causing the headache. What do you do? No pain, no gain. In America, saying no pain, no gain. Now what do you do? Now it comes down on calculations. Now what you do? So now you find out something wrong in your physical, you find out, as I said, we have every right to find out. You find out you have headache. You continuously wonder why I have this headache, why it's caused by. You find out it's caused by, let's start with the dramatic one. Okay, let's start with the dramatic one. Warm chocolate chip cookie from whole food or cheesecake. I'm not sure what, like, or maybe Coke or whatever, like, apple pie or something like that, or chocolate. So now you discover that's the cause. So now, then this is a legion bondulous. So, relief from the headache. Relief from the headache, cessations. There's a cessations. There's a third noble, there's a headache is the first noble truth. Now the chocolate chip cookie, warm chocolate chip cookie, there's the second noble truth. Now the freedom from the headache, there's a third noble cessations. The last one's called path. or technique or method or exercise that lead to the freedom from headache. In this case, reducing chocolate chip cookie or giving up temporarily something otherwise continuously headache. It's clear? Neni shija, neji juni panchalas, dene tokja, relief is something that you wish. Relief from the headache is something that you wish. That is like something to be achieved. The relief is something to be achieved. There's something to looking for. A remedy, there's something to be follow up or something to be exercised. Remedies is something to be exercised. Then Uttara Tantra, Maitreya Buddha, Uttara Tantra, then Nishija, Nijijuni Pangjalas. Now you realize something to sacrifice here or abandon. But the remedy or techniques that need to be followed up or maybe put into practice or exercise. Relief is something to be achieved. That's something to looking for. Then she said, Lejijun de Panjalas, then a Toja, many Tempa Chavatas, then a Toja. Relief is something to be achieved. So that remedy is something that needs to be practiced. Therefore, similarly, Dunga Juda, Tego Pada, Tejinam, Dunga, Truth of Sufferings, Origin of Sufferings, Truth of Cessation, Truth of Path, this all lay down in very practical level. So, Dene Toja, Meni Tempa Shavaza, Shija Pangja, Riba, Dunga Juda, Tego Pada, Tejinam, Shija Pangja, Riba Chaji, Shija Pangja, Riba Chaji, Tempa Chaji. That's how the Four Noble Truth been practiced. Every single problem that we face in this life, every single problem that we face in this life is interdependent. It's not independent, it's interdependent. Whether there's a physical problem, mental problem, then the mental problem is much, much heavier to experience, to deal. Physical problem, there's many, many remedies you can take. You can take medicine, many medicines. You know? That's how every single problem that we face in this life as a human is interdependent. Just think about that. Just think that. Please sit back. Just think about that at a moment. Just think about that. What that means? It means every single problem has solutions. That's what it means. Every single problem is like independent. There's no hope. There's no solutions. You just unfortunate. This is very unfortunate. You just live with that. There's nothing you can do. No. Every single issue that we have in our life is interdependent, called Tendel, interdependent. So that means each one of them has causes and conditions. What we should do? Yeah, we need to find out when you get headache. You wonder why you have a headache. Same thing. When there's anything, there's any issue that you have in your life, you should wonder why it's happening like that. Why? There has to have some reason. Now don't just think like that. It's like seen by your neighbors. That issue is seen by your neighbors. Don't think that's not. So like, why? Just think. I very much want break from that. Yeah, you have every right to have that desire. You have every right to have that desire. You have every right to achieve that desire, achieve that goal. So now the question is, how you are going to achieve So I really want to relieve, I really want to break from these issues. How this, what is the nature of this issue? How it started? Is there any cause? Or is it like interdependent? Is it independent? Or interdependent? Is dependent? Interdependence is what caused by what? Yeah, we do everything, every life to, for help. We do same thing. Why not we do same thing for everything? That's what we do. So then maybe more likely you'll find the cause, what's caused by. And more likely you'll look for the remedies. You know, as a, I think, do you follow me? Do you agree with me? Every issue has solutions. Do you agree? It's not like, oh, there's no solutions. Oh, then this is very unfortunate because there's, you have strong desire to end, but there's no solutions. It's not like that. There is solutions. Every problem, every issue in our life, there are solutions. Is there true? Is there true? Are you capable? So according to Buddha's teaching, it says you possess Buddha natures. You are fully capable. You can be achieved. You can now, you have all these karma problems. One day you can be enlightened. Do I believe in that? Do I really believe that my nature is pure? Or do I believe that I'm just evil person? I'm just not worth it? If you believe that you are not worth it, you are not naturally pure, why? Is that independent or dependent? That thought is dependent or independent. Why you think like that? Why you think that you have no chance to become enlightened? Why? There's some reason. Why it's so hard to think yourself as a lotus? Lotus. Repeatedly said by Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Abhisa, said, your life is precious. Do I really believe that my life is precious? Do I really see that? How often I see my life is precious? How often I see my life is like a piece of junk or garbage or that something that I hate? How often I see my life is so precious? How often? What they get, telling that your life is precious, what they get material-wise, nothing, zero. They don't get anything. Because all the books they write is free of copyright. Anybody can print. They don't make even one penny. They have no desire. They have zero desire for material gains. They have zero desire. What they gain, telling you your life is precious, what they gain. Material-wise, nothing. They don't make anything. So now the question is, why you think that you are not worth it? Why you think that you are not going to get enlightened? Why? Why you don't think that you have shot to become enlightened? That's how you say in America, you have shot? Huh? Thinking something positive, that needs to be trained. It needs to be trained. It won't just come automatically. It needs to be trained. What I mean, train means you need to think again and again, 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 again. Someday, then you think, oh, all this time I've been thinking, finally I realize, oh, it is precious. I've been thinking all this time, the last 30 days. Finally, today I realized it is precious. It is precious. It is difficult to find. It is meaningful. I'm very happy that I have one. That every day, when you wake up, you are happy that you are human. This is something that all of us need to work on. All of us need to work on. Why you think something bad about yourself all the time? Why? What is the first of all? What is the benefit? There's no benefit. Why you believe? Not just think. Maybe you probably believe in that you are not worthy. Why you don't just listen what Buddha said? What Lama Tsongkhapa said? What Lama Abhisha said? About this life is precious. Why you don't pay some attention? Why not? Why don't you pay some attention? Somebody telling you that your life is precious, that you possess Buddha natures. What they gain, Vijita was nothing. They don't gain anything. Then why? Why we don't pay some attention to that? Why you don't pay some attention to that? Or maybe we are caught up with these delusions, the delusional life that we're living in, like we fantasize everything, like, oh, grass is always green over other side of the house. Grass is green? Grass is greener. Greener to the other side. Or other people, they're doing a lot of practice, they're doing a lot of meditation. You could do the same thing. No need to praise someone else. We can do the same thing. No need to criticize someone. You don't have to do the things that people are doing. You don't have to criticize them. You don't need to do what the person is doing. You don't need to praise someone. You can do the same thing. Kadama Master said. So now, why question is this big question? Why we don't pay little attention to what Lama Tsongkhapa said, what Shakyamuni Buddha said, that you possess Buddha nature, your life is so precious, why we don't pay some attention there? Why? He says, oh, it's like your nature is like diamond. That's like beneath the berry, the berry beneath the dirt can see. Doesn't mean there's no diamond. There is diamond. It's covered by dirt. Or it's maybe wrapped with dirty clothes. The clothes looks dirty, but inside there's diamond. The clothes not going to change the nature of diamond. Diamond is diamond, whether it's like above the ground, under the ground, wrapped around dirty clothes, that's never going to change. It's going to be still diamond. Yeah, we learn this, we learn that, we say this dharma, we not say this mantra, we say this mantra, we say this prayer. Do I believe that I possess Buddha nature? A minute. Do I believe from my deep down, from my heart, do I believe that I possess Buddha nature? Do I really believe that I had a shot? How you say? In America, how you say?
I have a shot.
I have a shot. Do you really believe that you have a shot for enlightenment? Ever thought? Not just intellectual knowledge. No. Did you ever thought that you can get enlightened? Did you ever thought a moment? How many times you thought that you can't get enlightened? How many times you thought? You cannot count that much time you thought that you can't get enlightened. Why? Who said you have no shot? Who said you don't get enlightened? Who? Who said? You, that's all. You are the one who says. Who else? Who? Very important, very important. No matter what kind of practice you do, it's important to recognize that light that you possess is very precious. That's how Lamrim began. Lamrim began with precious human life. Why? Everybody has issues looking down on themselves. You can't really say, I'm practicing Lamrim, if you don't really thought about that life is precious. How you can say you practice Lamrim? There's a big question, why, what evidence you have, what evidence that you have not shot, what evidence? Very important, it's very important, you know, so all my friends here, very important. Next time when you recite the foundation of the good qualities, when you reach to their session, precious human life, pause there, think, do I believe that I'm precious? Do I believe? If not, you have to, why? Why you don't believe your life's precious? Why? Why you think that you have no shot to enlighten? Why? Why you think that you don't possess Buddha nature? Why? Did Lama Tsongkhapa lie in Lamrim? Did Shakyamuni Buddha lie? For what reason? For what? Why they lie? What they get? Nothing. Material, they have zero interest. So there you pause there and think. How many times a day, every single day, 360 days a year, I think something negative of myself. Just count, write it down. Then you'll see how many times you thought that your life is precious, and you have shot, and you possess Buddha nature. How many times you thought through your, just for the, through your practice, spiritual practice, that you're doing. How many times you thought, deep down from your heart, that your life is precious, meaningful, so beneficial. How many times you thought from your heart that? So, important, that's important. Write down how many times you, 1 year, 360 days, or 360 days. Just track 1 week, every day. How many times you thought you have no chance to enlighten? You don't have Buddha nature. You are not precious. You are just worthless piece of junk. You put more garbage. You create more garbage. Write it down. Then end of the week, then ask yourself a question. Why? Why you do? Why you don't think what Lama Tsongkhapa suggests in the Lamrim teachings, precious human life, why you never think about that? Why? Next time when you recite foundations of good quality, when you reach to their sessions, you feel great. You feel good knowing that your life is precious. Knowing this is not going to be here forever. This has limit. Don't just complain all the time, just complain. Don't make this life miserable. You have no clue how much time you got on this planet. You have no clue. Do you have any clue? If you have a clue, so you can maybe say, okay, this year I'm just going to complain. Next year maybe I'll think about something. Maybe I'll think about something good about myself. If you have a clue, it never ends. More, it's like complain is like old people mustache. More you cut, more it grow. Never ends. It never ends. Here, see, every day I shave. Every day it grows more. It doesn't grow less. More I shave, more it grows. Like that. All this complaint, dissatisfactions, uncontentment, not being content. Need to think, otherwise it will continue. So how life will be better, how life will get better? Impossible. Because you are not thinking anything that helps your life to become better. All the thing you are thinking is making this life more miserable. Then another question is why you keep doing that? Why you are keep doing that? Why? Didn't Buddha told you there's a way out? Don't just go round. So also be kind, be more compassionate, be kind, you get immense benefit. No. Comes here, goes here. Very little goes down there. So, see, as I said, next time, if you start to think of something positive about yourself, if you believe in that you have Buddha nature, if you believe that you have shot, you could say, I'm practicing Lamrim, you could say. Because you got something out of Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, you got out of something. Whoa. Because you are thinking something positive of yourself, you are thinking positive. This is very, very critical, this is very important. Whoa, very important. Whoa. So, everything. Interdependent. Everything that happens in our life is interdependent. What time is now? Maybe it's 2 times. Sorry, so much been said. I think it's important. So much been said. It's important to. Sorry, my face become like gruesome. I think it's important. Don't you think it's important? Yeah. Every you can do, all of us can do every day. You know, like when you wake up, just to feel grateful. Don't just complain. Feel grateful that you can see, you can hear, you can smell, you can move around. Just to feel grateful. Now, if you can't think precious human like the way Lama Tsongkhapa explained, just think like that. You can see, you can hear, you can move around, you can smell. You have something to eat. You have house to live in. Otherwise, if you don't think, you'll never be satisfied. You'll never be satisfied. If you don't think, you'll never be satisfied by eating something all the time. That's the note. Way to satisfy. Only way you satisfy is if you think, oh, I'm so fortunate that, you know, I have such a wonderful mother. So that's the one way you can say, you know, very fortunate. You're such a wonderful, such a loving mother, caring mother. It just makes you happy. There's many children who does not have mother, you know, who live in orphanage. You know, they have no mother to be there, take care. You know, like that. So that's every day. I think, you know, the foundation of all the Gurkhas state very clearly, don't believe a moment you are going to be satisfied by looking at something wrong. It is wrong thinking. You are not going to be satisfied by looking at something, no. You have to understand right from the beginning. Okay, doesn't mean you shouldn't look. Of course you should look, because you have like possibility to look. But at the same time, right from the beginning, that's not you are going to be satisfied. by looking at something, eating something, reading something, doing something. If you think, then you get the way to be content, satisfied. Just recognizing that, just knowing that you are not going to be satisfied, 100% satisfied by eating something, that kind of, that knowledge is kind of relief. Just knowing that you are not going to be satisfied, 100% satisfied by eating something, just that kind of relief. Okay, I just want to share with you all my friends, because you come here every Sunday. So, you know, so that's what we know, like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't look. Of course you should look, go to museum, look at the art. You know, temporary satisfactions. That's what you're going to get. Don't think that you are going to get everlasting satisfaction. You end up with disappointment. Nothing. Everlasting satisfaction comes by thinking. Thinking. Very important. Okay. So bottom line here, like, if you just thinking all the time that I'm not, my life is not worth it. So I hate myself. I don't know why I'm here. All of that. It's very important. Need to ask. You can just don't believe. Need to ask why. Need to think something precious, something precious. It's, it's good for your health too. So time is over now. No?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Sorry, so that's like a pump up by Lamrim, pump up. So anyway, thank you very much. We'll stop here.
Thank you.
So guys. I need to eat, you need to eat, everybody needs to eat. Okay. Right, thank you very much. Yeah, Lamula, dedication. See you next Wednesday.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Along my prayers, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, favor of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And then, Saman Green Tara Mantras for Geshe La Geshe. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om 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 Tare Chu Tare Chu Re Soha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re Soha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re Soha.
Okay. Have a nice weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Muchas
gracias.
Okay.
Y vuelva pronto. Vuelva pronto.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Hasta luego.
Okay.
Gracias,
Gisela.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye, everybody. Have a great afternoon.
Bye. Bye.